Hello, audio booers and Twitters and Facebooks alike. Yep, it's me. It's Hans Last again here. Out walking. Well, actually, the walk did have a purpose. Just coming from uptown. I'm just on King Street, turning onto Center Street in front of Parliament Oak School. And it's now heading down Center Street with Parliament Oak School. The gym on the right, and it's a big white house on the left, and it's actually almost the back of it now, and there's a side drive for the school. I went to kindergarten to the school to Parliament Oak School in 1974-75, before I started at W. Ross McDonald School. And, of course, when I went there, there was no gymnasium on there, and this parking lot on the side wasn't there. And so I only did kindergarten, and that was in the main part of the building. This wing here is, I think, grade 1 and 2. I don't know if they're still here or where they are now. But anyway, I think I was in one of the rooms there for summer school or what it was. But anyway, that's where I went to kindergarten, 74-75. And so I'm just coming up to Regent Street very shortly. And anyway, I had said that I was out for this walk because I needed to go to the bank to get money for bowling and for going to St. Catherine's tomorrow. Got a doctor's appointment. And I was scheduled so I can get the bus going into St. Catherine's. And I may even try the transit if I can get the timing good. And I can check how that works, and then from there I can determine if I can have to keep my appointments Tuesdays or Thursdays, or if I can do other days as well if need be. And if I get the transit, I could maybe be a little shorter and wouldn't have to take most of the day. Anyway, what I'm going to do is just trying to decide. I may just head down Center Street and come back. Just wait for this car to go here. Okay, so that car is gone, and we're going to go now. And I would have taken the route I usually go. Yeah, I think I'm going to know what I'm going to do. Haven't really done it before, so I'm going to go down Regent Street and take it across to Mary Street. I know I went this way yesterday. Part of it with my walk. Had socks that kept sliding down yesterday, and so I put a different pair of socks on today, and I'm just wearing regular shoes too, so. But anyway, I was at the Bank of Montreal, and just headed back for home for some, probably for coffee and cake and whatever, the cheese pie. It's almost 2:45 now. So, not sure if I should just go up William or go down Mary Street. The heck, I may just, I don't know, do William Street. I don't know. Because I'd walk down the stretch of Regent Street between William and Mary Street that I hadn't gone down before. And it'll get me out a little longer. But anyway, I'm walking down the sidewalk, down the route that took many times when I did come home from kindergarten. I was mentioning at the school, Parliament Oak. This is, of course, the street Regent runs along the back of it. And yes, there's a railing for the creek that I'm crossing. Okay, and so coming back, but yeah. Getting the money for the doctor and all that. But anyway, today's a really mild day, and it has been the past several days. Unlike last week, at this time was bitterly cold. Was something like last week at this time was about minus 10 for the high. I think it was colder than that, minus 15 or something like that. So it's quite a big jump. It's about plus 6 or 7 right now, which is 43. And if you listen to me walking, sidewalks are fairly dry. There's still some snow, but it's melting everywhere. Supposed to get rain. That'll probably wash a lot of the rest of it away tonight. But it's only supposed to be like 2 or 3 tomorrow, what they're saying for St. Catharines. Niagara-on-the-Lake, of course, is always a couple degrees colder, even still this time of year. So, but anyway, we just crossed over William Street now, continuing on down Regent Street towards Mary Street. And on the right side, there's a funeral home right now. It has been for as long as I can remember. And I wonder if they fixed it up. It looks nicer than it did. They got new side. They got a, it looks like the sidewalk's been redone. Sign's different. And of course they'd have to have it in that real fancy writing. So you can't tell what it is. Like it's gold writing on a black background. It's all that real scroll. And looks like brass lettering or something, but no way I can make it out. But anyway, it's that. Of course, the left side, and it's been that way since Center Street, and crossing the top end of William Street, there's woods, kind of. There's a house back in the woods that I know when Roland, my brother, used to deliver papers. I'd go there, and it was like a road that went way back in into the woods, and so now we're coming up. You can probably hear the traffic noise almost at Mary Street, just a little bit more to go. But yeah, so tomorrow is the doctor's appointment, as I said, in St. Catharines at my doctor, so I gotta go in for that. And if I can find out with the buses how it works, I might get lucky and go and come back on their bus. I don't know. We'll have to see how it works. But if going tomorrow, in case I have to use their regular link bus, what they call it, the link that goes between St. Catharines and Niagara-on-the-Lake every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays. So, it's that. And then Wednesday, back here around, hang around here. Thursday, of course, is bowling again, and so Friday, of course, is back here, and so very different from the routine I used to have in St. Catharines. Mondays and Friday, of course, was grocery days. Of course, I would have probably been, well, like that's how I was with my former roommate. I think now I don't know if I how I would have done it. Probably would have just gotten groceries as needed. So, but, oh yeah, and I have a video that I got the clips on my computer, but got to put them together and put them up on YouTube still, from when I did walk yesterday. And, but, so, if you're on Facebook, I'll probably make sure that Facebook gets some put on Facebook. And if you're on YouTube, you can go to my youtube.com/handslast, H-A-N-S-L-A-S-T. And that should be some videos there. I know they've really changed the site around. Haven't done much with the channel lately, but probably don't really use YouTube if you're a JAWS user, unless you get direct links to the videos. But anyway, that's that. For anyone that does have vision and can go to YouTube, by all means, go check out my videos. But anyway, we're just passing on Mary and coming up to Victoria Street here now. There's a kind of a light brown house with a red front door. There's a guy that used to live there. He was an artist. But he used to be in ham radio. He'd had his ham license. And the reason I knew that was because when I used to listen to the radio, of course, that's when I did to pass the time, I'd hear him coming through my AM radio a lot of times when he'd be talking. And so that's how I found out who he was and that he was doing ham radio. And of course at the school, I got my ham license back in June of 85. Got the actual license in September of 1985. My call sign, anyone who's interested, although I don't use it anymore, VE3, Victor, that's Victor Echo 3, OZS, or OZS as we say up here. We say Z here, but OZS, that's my ham call sign. But anyway, so now we're coming past this blue house. Used to be light pink a long time ago, and years ago. Some people that my brother and sisters kind of knew lived there. Sawatskis, I think, were their name. And they've long since, and who knows who lives there now. And of course, now we come to another bed and breakfast, which is right beside Christian Assembly Hall Church, which we're coming up to in just a moment. And with that, I'm going to wrap this boo up and send it out either from my home Wi-Fi or just let the 3G get it. So, anyway, folks, my listeners, happy listening, and y'all have a good day, and I'll boo at everyone later. So long, everybody.